In 2015, American Pharoah became the first Triple Crown winner ever to compete in the Breeders' Cup. Because the inaugural Breeders' Cup was held in 1984 and the previous Triple Crown winner, Affirmed, completed the sweep in 1978, Pharoah would find himself in the unprecedented position of adding to his already remarkable legacy while wrapping up his illustrious career just 28 miles from his birthplace in Lexington, Kentucky. NBC announcer Larry Colmus captured the moment for millions of television viewers around the world, while the first and only full-time announcer in the history of Keeneland Racecourse, Kurt Becker, painted the picture for those tuned in on radio. For Colmus, the idea of American Pharoah pulling off horse racing's first so-called Grand Slam wasn't necessarily his primary focus.
For some reason or another, I never really loved that term Grand Slam, and I just thought it was kind of a made-up thing just because it's never happened before. So I said, to myself, well, let's leave Grand Slam out of this thing and come up with something else. And, the whole idea was the fact that he was the Triple Crown winner, and I wanted to get in little things like the fact that it was his last start. And so American Pharoah comes into his final furlong, a Triple Crown winner, a Breeders' Cup winner, a horse of a lifetime, was something that to me just kind of worked. A lot of times it just pops into your head, and Triple Crown winner, Breeders' Cup winner, horse of a lifetime. I don't remember when it popped into my head, but I remember it did, and I wrote it down so that I wouldn't forget it. Luckily, American Pharoah, as he did throughout most of his career, gave me the opportunity to use that line, and I was just happy that he went out the way he did.
A Triple Crown winner, a Breeders' Cup winner, a horse of a lifetime!
Much like Colmus, Kurt Becker found himself diligently searching for the proper words to capture the historic moment.
This was a difficult situation, and I will tell you why. It's because of the fact I kept considering, how can one describe American Pharoah by that point without using words others have already used? That was my biggest concern. I actually went back on YouTube and pulled up calls from sportscasters in various sports. I went back, for example, and looked up the call of Hank Aaron's record-breaking home run and some record-breaking moments in the Super Bowl, and listened to announcers in other forms of sport to hear how they dealt with it. And I think that for me, my main concern ultimately became, how can I give this horse a proper farewell as he goes off to the stud at a farm just down the road from Keeneland? How can I properly do that in a way that meets the dignity of the occasion?
There will be a fourth jewel in the crown. He's an everlasting credit to the sport. American Pharoah has belted a Grand Slam in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
The phrase everlasting credit to the sport, again, thinking of how one could describe this horse in words that had not been used already. There's an old saying that if you're a good writer or broadcaster, you borrow your material. If you're a great one, you steal it. So, a couple of nights before the race, the late Bill Mooney, he was being honored by the Turf Riders and Broadcasters Association. Bill had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. When he spoke that evening at the event, in typical Bill Mooney fashion, he shifted the spotlight off of himself and spoke eloquently of how Keeneland had become his home racetrack. And he shared with everyone in the room that when the founders had established Keeneland, they wanted Keeneland to be an everlasting credit to the sport. So I thought, what's the next best thing I can do? Well, maybe the next best thing I can do is give this horse a send-off, at least use words that maybe the founders of Keeneland might have used if they had been describing this horse. So that was why I chose everlasting credit to the sport. It was actually a nod to Bill Mooney. It was a nod to the Keeneland founders, and I thought it was also appropriate for the occasion.
Like so many racing fans, both announcers found themselves overcome with nostalgia and emotion.
Looking through my binoculars to the top of the stretch and seeing that horse opening up with every stride as he turned for home, and seeing race fans lined up along the outside fence around the far turn, probably 5, 6, 7 deep. I remember thinking as he went by the quarter pole, in the back of my mind, this is amazing. I've always loved calling it Keeneland. It's arguably the most beautiful setting anywhere in America or maybe even the world to have horse racing. And yet, I had never experienced something like that. And as someone who loves history, it almost felt like this horse and that crowd had taken us all back in time 50 or 75 or 100 years. It was a marvelous thing just to stand there. And I remember thinking, looking through those binoculars, you're never going to see this again. But that moment, with that particular environment, that particular horse, as he entered the stretch, I do remember in the back of my mind thinking, you will never, ever see this again the rest of your life. Enjoy it and be grateful for it.
To be honest with you, it was right after that race. And I said he goes out in style, and you could almost hear me start to break up when I said that. And when Tom Hammond took over after my call was done, I was just absolutely in tears. I remember I'm in that calling location at Keeneland outside, and I just started bawling. I did the same thing after the Belmont, but this was even more so. I was just like, can you believe you've gone through this year? How great 2015 was because of this racehorse, and how much fun you had calling him, and it's finally over. And he went out the way he did, and it just emotionally drained me and blew me away. And I remember going back after the race to the NBC compound, and I said to our producer, Rob Hyland, I said, I hope you didn't catch me on camera after that race. He goes, no, we did. You really lost it. I said, yeah, I really did. And it was for good reason. It was just so special.